You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. California has long touted its credentials as a green state. Earlier this year, Governor Gavin Newsom announced that two-thirds of California's energy now comes from renewable sources. Those sources can range from hydropower to wind energy to solar power. And that last type can even be installed where you live or work. We've all seen solar panels attached to the roof of a house or a business. But new reporting from Mother Jones says the rate of adopting rooftop solar in California has slowed over the last couple years. Installing these personal solar panels has faced pushback from large utility companies, as well as criticism from a prominent state leader, Governor Newsom. Henry Carnell is the Mother Jones reporter who's been looking into this connection, and he joins us now. Henry, welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
So before we get into the connections between rooftop solar and Gavin Newsom, give us a little context. What's California's status when it comes to green energy compared to other states across the country? What are the big drivers?
Yeah, absolutely. California is one of the leaders in the U.S. of green energy. So about 20%, or the national average for green energy, about 20%. And California comes in with 45% from renewables like solar and wind. If you add in hydroelectric and geothermal, that brings us up to that two-thirds that you cited earlier. So we're really in the top up there with Texas and Washington.
And if we look at all of California's renewable or green energy sources, how big is the rooftop solar component?
Yeah, absolutely. Some research found that about 12% of California's energy generation comes from rooftop solar.
So a pretty significant chunk comes from
absolutely.
Rooftop solar. Very good. And Henry, just explain for us for a moment the difference between rooftop solar and just solar power in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Rooftop solar is, you know, you've seen it everywhere, and it plugs in directly to the building that it's on, and it first powers that building. And then if there's a little bit left over, if it's connected into the grid, it will power nearby buildings as well, as far as it can go. There's other solar development, utility scale projects that are generally set farther away from buildings and communities that generate a lot of solar power, a much larger amount, kind of like a power plant. And then it travels to the energy consumers, you know, through transmission lines. And there's pros and cons to each. Obviously, the bigger projects produce more energy at a lower cost, but then you lose some energy as it travels that longer distance to consumers. And then rooftop solar, it immediately comes to the consumer. You don't have that energy loss because of that long travel distance. And there are some environmental benefits as well to having it on a house as opposed to over open land.
You know, Henry, it seems like over the last couple of decades, rooftop solar has been really popular in California. You see it on, you know, certainly new construction, a lot of new businesses. But your reporting is showing that the adoption of rooftop solar has slowed down quite a bit in California. Tell us a little bit about why that is.
Hands down, California is the U.S. leader in rooftop solar, and that's in large part because of this initiative, 1 million solar roofs, which has been successful, getting 1 million solar roofs in California. And so in the last couple of years, there's been a series of policies and some discussions that have kind of argued that rooftop solar is hurting other energy customers. And this has caused a lag in rooftop development. So right now, the rooftop solar installations we're looking at are what they were of about 10 years ago. So as opposed to having that steady upward trend that we had been seeing over the past decade, they have kind of jumped back down.
Okay, so you mentioned there's some policies that are really slowing this down. What are those policies and what role are the major utilities playing?
Up front, I would say from the very beginning, the the utilities in California have been against rooftop solar from before it was even a major competitor, because when someone else is generating electricity, you don't buy electricity from the utility. So if you're generating your own electricity, you're not buying it from the utility. So they have been opposed to this. So the policies in place that have disincentivized rooftop solar, the first one would be net metering 3. So all new solar contracts, they starting in 2022, they don't, when they sell their power back to the grid, so when they generate more than their house can use, the utilities buy a little bit of that energy back. And previously, it would all be market price. So they would get the same amount of money that it would cost anyone to buy some electricity. And starting with NEM 3, there would be a reduction. There was a reduction by 75% of how much money they would get back from the utilities. And since then, there have been several executive orders and reports that are kind of continuing trying to disincentivize rooftop solar as well.
So Henry, your reporting notes, I think you were talking about this a little bit, but it notes that the major argument utility companies are using is that of a cost shift. Can you explain what that is for folks who don't know this term?
Yeah, absolutely. So the cost shift is the idea that one group is paying a smaller share of costs that they did previously. So that would be the group that has installed solar panels, and they're now paying less for energy because they're generating their own. And that shifts a cost to another group. That is the group without solar panels, and they're paying a larger share of costs. And what the utilities are saying is that, you know, there's a set amount of maintenance money needed to keep the grid up and running, you know, keep transmission lines, wires, poles, all those sort of infrastructure things. And that because so many people are adding solar panels to their roofs, they're no longer paying their fair share. I'll note that every person who's connected to the grid pays a monthly fee. So everyone is contributing to this general maintenance, including those with solar panels on their roofs. And I dug into this. I spoke to a couple energy economists. I read several papers. And what I found is, yeah, some cost shifts do exist, as in any system, but to the degree that not to the degree that the utilities are claiming. A study out of the Berkeley lab found that the cost shift from solar was less than the cost shift from energy efficiency programs, which we're not getting the same level of pushback around.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Mother Jones reporter Henry Carnell about the adoption of rooftop solar in California and how it's slowing down amid pushback from utility companies and some state officials. So, Henry, let's talk about some of the state officials. Let's talk about Governor Gavin Newsom. Your story focused on him to some degree. What's been his attitude towards solar power over the years?
Yeah, I mean, I think importantly, Governor Newsom has been pro-solar pretty much through his entire career. When he was mayor of San Francisco, he was really pro-rooftop solar too, and he pushed for several policies that were pro-rooftop. As he's transitioned to governor, that has kind of dwindled. So he appointed the California Public Utilities Commission. Those are the people that reduced that net metering down to 75%. And then last year, he put out an executive order that said one of the reasons that California energy bills were so high was because of rooftop solar. And then that same California Public Utilities Commission put out a report that, you know, did some math and said, yes, we have this number that proves that. And a coalition of energy economists read that report, and they sent a letter to the commission and to Governor Newsom, and they said, actually, we find some really big faults with your methodology, and we actually find that it's parroting some of the things that the utilities are saying that are inaccurate. They said that it counted in this cost shift the loss that utilities are making when people opt to get their energy from elsewhere, as opposed to just thinking about the, you know, the small shifts that come from maintenance of the grid. It was counting also all the loss that the utility had in profits from people who are no longer paying the utility for their energy. And one of the energy economists I emailed with, Bruce Mountain, said, does the petroleum industry say they have a claim over their lost profits when someone shifts to an energy efficient car or an electric vehicle? No, we'd say that's preposterous. And they said that that was kind of their critique of the analysis. And one of the economists in that coalition did another study himself, and he found that actually pulling in some other variables, you could argue that rooftop solar actually saves California households some $2 billion in energy costs.
Henry, let's stay on the topic of Governor Newsom for just one more minute here. How have the arguments from the governor made about rooftop solar, how have they sort of trickled down to the state legislature and to state policy, including this year? Can you give us an example or two?
Yeah, absolutely. For those who follow energy in the legislature, you might have seen the bill AB 942, which was proposed earlier this year by Assemblymember Lisa Calderon. And it was trying to expand those that NEM 3, that 75% reduction further. So it was trying to break contracts. The NEM 3 is you, when you get solar put on your house, you say, yes, we get this payout for all the energy we give back to the grid for 20 years.
And so this tried to new break legislation. Existing contracts is what you're saying, just to clarify.
Yes. They for 20 years, you get this contract. It was trying to say, well, let's make that actually 10 years, even though these people had signed these contracts. And there was enormous pushback from solar owners, from the industry, from other legislators. And so that was pulled back. That's no longer in the bill. But still, people with solar on their roofs no longer get the cap and trade credits from California, from the clean energy credits from their cap and trade program. So there's a kind of a penalization for having solar on your roof through that.
So a pretty explosive bill there. And like you said, it was pulled back. Let's talk about contributions to the governor. How much have investor-owned utilities contributed to Governor Newsom and others that are now opposing rooftop solar?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there's something really important to acknowledge here. Investor-owned utilities are one part of political donations. One part of that. There also is their utilities labor union. So it's legally obligated to defend the company's business interests. So they also are part of donating on behalf of the utilities as well. So Newsom got $400,000 from the investor-owned utilities themselves since 2018. But if you add in the utilities labor union, that's actually going to be much higher. And it's going to be twice as much from the utilities as either of the last two California governors.
That's quite a bit of money, over $400,000 since 2018. Well, thank you for outlining that. You know, Henry, you also noted in your reporting another critique of rooftop solar and how it hurts lower income ratepayers. What's that about and how true is that argument?
It's an extension of the cost shift argument. It's true that, so it's the idea that more people who get rooftop solar have higher incomes because it's more of an upfront investment. And so the ratepayers who might be hurt by this potential cost shift will be lower income. And as we talked about previously, there's a lot of flaws and nuances in cost shift. But it is true that solar installations there's inequities in who installs them on their homes. Now, this is changing as solar installations become cheaper, And subsidies that incentivize installing them on homes do help with these inequities. But yes, more affluent homes tend to have more solar installations, but that is like steadily shifting towards the working class.
The CPUC's ruling to reduce the price utilities must pay to new home solar users, that's been challenged in court. What is the status of that?
So that's moved its way all the way up to the California Supreme Court, and they have heard arguments. So we're actually awaiting a court ruling about whether this reduction and net metering holds. That should come, honestly, any day now. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled for that ruling, because that will have tremendous impacts on the future of the rooftop solar industry and adoption rates in California.
And again, that'll deal with whether or not utilities can, in fact, reduce the prices they pay to new home solar users, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Last couple questions for you, Henry. Politically, we're wondering, what does the support look like today for rooftop solar?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't say that increasingly all renewables have become politicized. It's become more and more of a partisan issue. Out of all the renewables, rooftop solar is the one that is the most nonpartisan. So it has the most heterogeneous support across the political aisle. And you can see that in California. If you look, you know, just drive through California, you see that there's more rooftop solar in Fresno, and then there is in San Francisco. So it has more support than some of the other renewables in terms of partisan diversity.
And finally, let's bring in the federal government. How does the Trump administration and its attitude towards renewable energy, its recently passed federal budget bill, how do all those things potentially impact clean energy going forward in California, particularly rooftop solar?
Absolutely. The federal government's actions severely harm the renewable energy industry, particularly rooftop solar. We're losing that 30% tax rebate. So that means that rooftop solar across the nation just got 30% more expensive. And that's really tough. So it's a kind of another thing thrown on the industry. I would say, despite that, you know, I spoke to people in the industry, and there is still this kind of enormous positivity. Everyone's saying we're still getting interest in installations. People are still excited about the technology. So they said that even with these barriers, they feel hopeful that the industry will push through. And I just also want to note real quickly that the piece kind of that went next to mine, that mine was accompanying, was by Bill McKibben, and it spoke about how small local permitting costs also drive up the cost of rooftop solar. And so cutting down on some of those costs could actually save money and kind of account for some of this loss from this rebate.
Well, Henry, it's a fascinating topic. It's complicated, but thank you for clearing it up and for sharing your reporting here on Insight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Henry Carnell is a reporter for Mother Jones. We've been talking about the slowing adoption of rooftop solar across California amid opposition from investor-owned utility companies and Governor Gavin Newsom. Still ahead, it's been positively pleasant this summer in Sacramento. This past month didn't seem to hit the scorching temperatures we're used to in the valley. But was it really cooler than past years? You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We're back in just a moment.